from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspic. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On the show, we provide daily episodes, Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, the Giants were off yesterday, so we're going to do some Q&A. Thank you so much to everyone who asked questions on Twitter. If you don't follow me there yet, you should, @Cove_cast. Jumping right into it, it was good to hear from Cove Chatter, who asks, with so much payroll space available this offseason, what would be your top priority? And I just think for me, there's no question that it would have to be the starting rotation. Just a quick glance at the Fangraphs leaderboards shows the Giants starting rotation last in the majors in wins above replacement, firmly near the bottom in ERA, fielding independent pitching, expected fielding independent pitching. Any way you slice it, the Giants have had issues in the rotation this season. And the one guy who's actually been, you know, their best pitcher and still not that great of a pitcher has been Madison Bumgarner, who becomes a free agent after the season, of course. And so he's, you know, there's no guarantee that he's going to be back. So a bad situation could potentially get worse if he doesn't come back. Although right now, I would say the Giants are the most likely team for him to be with next season. And I would say that has more to do with him probably not being able to get the deal he would otherwise want, and the Giants just being a safe fallback option. So given that pitching would be my top priority, I think this is a great offseason for that, because there are several very talented starting pitchers who are going to be free agents. We've got number one on the list, Gerrit Cole. We've got Dallas Keuchel, Hyunjin Ryu, Steven Strasburg can opt out of the remaining 4 years, $100 million on his contract, and I think that he will, and Zach Wheeler, among several others who are interesting as well. But I think, man, if the Giants could go after Cole and Zach Wheeler, like something, some kind of combination of two of these guys potentially, Bumgarner, of course, in the mix there as well. But Gerrit Cole, I think Cove Chatter and I are on the same page about this. He is a real impact talent, and one that I think the Giants should and will pursue aggressively. Lane Stapp says, who is the offseason version of the Melanson salary dump? I do wonder if the Giants will try to find a taker for Evan Longoria. We didn't really think they were capable of moving the Melanson contract, and they did, and Evan Longoria's contract feels similar, where we just don't really think that there's any chance that anyone would take it on. But he has had a better year in 2019 than he had in 2018. And I do wonder if the Giants ate some of the money if they could get out from underneath it. I've heard a lot of talk about how the Giants very well may try to trade Brandon Belt in the offseason. That's really been speculation as opposed to something rooted in any kind of legitimate rumor. But the problem with that is I don't see them having a clear plan to replace him. And then looking at the list of free agents, I don't see a clear first baseman who would make sense for the Giants there either. Belt is signed for 2 years, $32 million after this season, but Longoria is signed through 2022, so an additional year at a higher average annual value, although the Rays are paying some of his salary. There's just really no way that Longoria is part of the long-term future here. He turns 34 in about 2 weeks, and just very limited upside at this point in his career. They've also talked about Joey Bart playing some third base down the line here in order to mix and match at catcher when Buster Posey's still on the team. So I think moving Evan Longoria would give them the flexibility to do that. Anyway, coming up in the second half of the show, we'll continue to answer your questions. Thank you so much to everyone who went on Twitter and contributed to today's show. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code KICKOFF at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. When you need red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., and ibuprofen at 10 a.m., Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free, browse local restaurants and businesses, and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with code LOCKEDON. Steve says, thinking in terms of organization evaluation, who you got for these? Blanks remaining at bats are the most important as the season winds down, and blanks remaining innings are the most important as the season winds down. So that's a good question and a tough question for me to answer because there's so many guys I actually want to name in those blanks. I'll go with Jalen Davis's at-bats are the most important as the season winds down. I think we know what they have in Yastrzemski, Slater, Rickard, Pillar, Dickerson. Yes, you'd like to see some more from Dickerson. We'd like to see what Chris Shaw can do. But Jalen Davis, it was pretty clear they just plugged him into an everyday type of role there for before he got hit by that pitch, and I do expect him to be back out there tonight in Boston. Seems pretty clear they want him to be a piece for the future, but he has really struggled so far with the Giants, so I think that his at-bats are really important because if he can show some promise and kind of figure it out and get comfortable, I think he could be a big part of what they're trying to do down the road here. But if he just continues to play like he has, then there's just this huge question mark as to what his role actually might be with the Giants moving forward. Dubon is another guy who comes to mind, except I think we've already seen enough in a sense that we can essentially just be sure that he's going to be in the mix next season. He's obviously, the only place he would go is back to the minors if he struggles. He's not going anywhere in terms of leaving the organization. But Jalen Davis, you know, same is true, I guess, there, but I think he has a lot more to prove at this point. On the pitching side, I think the guy whose innings matter the most right now is Logan Webb, with Tyler Beede also in the mix. I mean, Beede has pitched the whole season. It's been up and down. He's had some high highs and some low lows, so I'd like to see him finish strong. But Logan Webb has kind of been the same story in a smaller sample. He's done well and he's done poorly in just a handful of starts. He starts tonight in Boston, and then he's going to start probably the finale in Atlanta and then face the Dodgers in his last start. You know, they've talked about potentially moving him out of the rotation or putting someone else in temporarily. So we don't really know exactly what's going to happen there, but they clearly like Logan Webb. He's very young, only 22 years old. And I just think if he can have a couple good starts, then you can kind of put his name in the conversation for a rotation spot to start next season. But if he doesn't, then you can take him out of that conversation, not out of the long-term plans, but out of the conversation for immediate contributor. Birch Smith is another guy whose innings I'm watching closely, as well as some of these bullpen pieces who are new to the team. Sean Anderson in a relief role. I know I'm cheating by naming way too many guys, but I'll go final answer with Logan Webb and Jalen Davis. Cameron says, can you touch on the sacking of the pro scouts? What's Farhan Zaidi's plan with that? Replacing them or moving in another direction? So I did talk about this at length the day after it happened on the podcast. So if you want my full answer, you should find that podcast, which is titled appropriately. I think it's something about firing 8 pro scouts. But to summarize, Farhan Zaidi did say that they plan on interviewing for a couple opening pro scout positions in the offseason or in the coming weeks, but I don't think they're going to hire back 8 pro scouts like they fired. Essentially, he said that with the advances in, you know, all the information they have on major league players as well as high quality video clips, they don't really need scouts at all the major league stadiums scouting pro teams. And there's more of a need for scouts at the lowest levels of the minors. And so I think that they're going to potentially find some pro scouts to scout at the lowest levels of the minors. But it's also, you know, it does signify change in the air, and to me, a positive change. It's also worth noting, I don't think I mentioned this on that podcast the other day, that the Giants had, I believe, more pro scouts than any other team in baseball with 20. So this firing of 8 put them more in line with what has become the standard across baseball. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening. The Giants tonight will be in Boston in game one of this 3-game series. Really looking forward to seeing the Giants play at Fenway. It doesn't happen all that often. And, you know, Mike Yastrzemski going back, that's going to be a fun thing. His grandfather, Carl, obviously a legend in Boston. So Carl is going to be there for at least one of these games and expect the Red Sox to make, you know, the fans to how they're going to receive Yastrzemski will be very interesting for me to watch. So we'll be back with another episode tomorrow talking about tonight's game. It'll be Logan Webb against Nathan Eovaldi, who's a right-handed pitcher. Remember, to get this show every weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at @Cove_cast. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow, and until then, we'll see you next time.